Well, welcome to a brand new podcast, episode zero of what we are calling Vertical Families. I am joined by one of my favorite people in the world, my co-host for Vertical Families, Debbie Haddix, who also happens to be my mother-in-law. Welcome.
Thanks, RT. What kind words.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people are listening, so we just want to spend a few minutes just kind of telling you what Vertical Families is about, who we are, and then next week we're going to launch into a couple episodes that will go live and start talking about it. So, Debbie, do you want to kind of introduce yourself? And
sure, I'd love to. Just some personal things. Married to my high school sweetheart, be 44 years this May, mother of three children, mother-in-law to three, and grandmother to 12. Spent several years, almost 20, in the classroom with fifth and sixth graders, and currently serve as the women's ministry director at my church. Yeah. Other than that, do a little writing, a little speaking, and as of September of this past year, took the position of vice president and resource director for Christian Grandparenting Network.
Yeah. What's a couple of the books you've written?
The books tend to fall in one of two categories. They're either to women, mostly on deepening their relationship with the Lord through spiritual practices like prayer or being in the Bible, and then I have some for grandparents.
Yeah. I know you speak a lot and work a lot in the women's ministry.
The speaking schedule is really amped up now that COVID's easing out of here.
It's been a tough time to launch into speaking.
Couple of years there.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm excited to be doing this with you.
Me too.
I think that we're probably... I was looking on some podcasts this morning to try to find one. I could not find another podcast that is a mother-in-law and son-in-law doing it.
I can't imagine that there's a lot of mother-daughter, father-son.
I saw that.
Not across.
Yeah.
So what about you? Tell us a little about you.
Yeah. So I'm married to your daughter,
Karen.
Yeah. For, it'll be 20 years.
Whoa.
In June. So I don't know how old that makes you, but.
Don't ask.
Okay. But.
Daughter asked me last night what year I was born. I mean, that's getting kind of personal.
Yeah. I bet I could guess, but I'm not going to right now. I've been married almost 20 years in June. And I have three teenage daughters who are, they all have red hair thanks to you.
You're welcome.
Right? So everyone always asks us because we have three girls and they're pretty close in age. They're all teenagers now and they've always had this bright red hair. And I was like, where does that red hair come from? Because I don't have red hair. My wife doesn't have red hair. It's like, it's my mother-in-law.
It is.
I'm blessed with a mother-in-law with red hair and three teenage daughters. So
makes your life interesting, doesn't it?
It definitely does. It definitely does. Pastor of Villa Baptist Church. I've been the lead pastor here for about 6 years. Before that, I was a children's pastor for several years. Been an army chaplain for almost 16 years now in the military. And just enjoy speaking at marriage conferences and to families. And that's why I'm excited about this, is that I love talking on family and just want to see family strengthened. So.
Yeah, I love that about you. And I think this will be beneficial because it's going out to the whole family.
Yeah.
And I don't think we can leave a portion of the family out when we're trying to minister to them.
Yeah, as we started coming up with we started thinking about this. It was actually producer Blake, I think, that brought it.
It was.
Brought it to us,
at
right?
At Culver's one evening.
Was it?
I still remember.
So you live a couple hours from us. So you come and visit a lot and got to know a lot of people in our church. And so Blake here, who goes to the church with me, brought it up. And yeah, it's been over a year probably we've been talking about it.
I know. So. And when he first tossed the idea out, I thought, how crazy is that?
I did too. I thought, you want me to sit in a room with my mother-in-law and record podcast? Mm-hmm. Thanks, Blake. What you mentioned, that we're covering not leave any section out, which I think is interesting. Because if I was just doing this myself, I'd probably hit marriage and parenting. But, you know, I know you've talked a lot about grandparenting, the importance of that. So, so we're going to hit grandparenting, parenting, marriage, really all things family.
Yeah. And I find it comes up a lot when I'm doing the grandparenting things, because you're aiming at a particular audience. They think what you're talking about is just to that audience. But almost everything we talk about in grandparenting applies to parents.
Yeah. And there's some challenges, though, because I primarily minister to people who have young kids, like toddlers. Mm-hmm. And so there's some challenges with grandparenting that I see on that side, because I'm not a grandparent, where grandparents aren't involved, grandparents are too involved.
I think one of the big things we come across is our culture tells people my age, the grandparents, you know, you're retired, mm-hmm. your kids are out of the house, you've done your job, you've earned this time, it's time to invest in yourself and go have fun. And that's not what the Bible says about it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, I'm looking forward to that. I know we're going to bring on some guests as well. There's a lot of people, it's written on grandparenting, parenting, marriage.
Yes.
So we're going to bring them in and get their thoughts on some things. So I'm excited.
Me too.
Yeah. So if you haven't yet, you can make sure you subscribe on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts at. Like us on Facebook, Instagram. And we can't wait to launch next week with the first few episodes.
Looking forward to it.
All right. We'll see you next week.